What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 7th of August. Scorchio, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you the weather report first, as usual. It's Scorchio. Scorchio, Scorchio, Scorchio. If you saw the weather board, if I had a weather board behind me now, I'd be sticking boiling hot suns all over it because that's what it is where I am. I'm actually, from this video, from the waist down, I'm actually wearing very small shorts. I've decided yesterday I had to do it in, you don't know that though, because not unless I tell you, and not unless you watch the video, but I am sweltering. It's very warm today, but it's lovely. But the fact is, I've had to work all day. I've had to do stuff all day, so I'm just getting myself, it's really warm, and I've just getting myself in the mood to get out and enjoy it. And it's gone all cloudy. So even though it's warm, it's muggy now and cloudy. So I've missed all the bloody beautiful sunshine, but I saw it through the window, you know. So I'll have to align myself with the prisoners there. Not quite, but prisoners who are stuck in their cells on a day like today. That has got to be one of the shittiest. That's got to make you really fucking think about your life, hasn't it? You've really got to think. Imagine if you've got like fucking, I don't know, 2 years or 3 years or longer, and you're sitting in this cell and it's boiling up like this and you know there's a heat wave for another week and you're stuck indoors and all you're thinking about is all the people that you know, maybe your ex-girlfriend or your girlfriend on the outside enjoying all that beautiful weather and you're just thinking, fucking hell, why did I burgle that house? Because it's such a scummy, fucking scummy bastard thing to do. You know, or why did I do that? Or why did I beat that person up and whatever else? You know, it's going to make you think it's. I think we should have more hot weather. I say that. I mean, some of those countries like West in America, South America, Brazil, Colombia, all them places, them people are in them prisons and they're there for life, for all sorts of things. And they've got, we should have more hot weather. In fact, over here, it would make people think about it because we don't get it that much. If we have really hot summers, I think people would just, they probably wouldn't not be a criminal. They'd just be a criminal. So they'd get the sentences not over the summertime, perhaps. You can't do that. You can't work it that way. You know, if you get fucking 4 years, you've got no choice, have you? But England, the sentences are all over the place. You can walk free for burglaries 5 times and then another person can do a burglary. I told you before, he robbed a few Cadbury's cream eggs and he got fucking 2 years in prison for it or something or other. It just depends on the judge. Depends on whether the judge has had to work all through the summer. If he's in a pissed off mood because he's missed all the sun because he's had to work his arse off because it's too much crime and it's too much on his desk. Big piles of paper and he's looking at that sunshine outside. He's thinking, I've got all this money and I can't even get out and enjoy the fucking sunshine. Right, the next person who's in front of me is going to copy it big time. So beware of that guy. Anyway, freshers have been told they can't. They're having a bunking ban on fresher week at the university. That is not going to happen, sorry. That's never going to happen. All the randy freshers, there's a picture there of them of last year, and they're all like fucking half naked. It looks like a great place to be, but not at my age, because I'd look like a pervy dad that's dropping off their daughter. But at the same time, it looks pretty old. You know, it looks like they're out to have a good time, let's put it that way. And it's fresher week. And as everyone's going to go, no, come on. There might be some nerds there go, come on, I don't think it's right. In the midst of the crisis that we're in, I don't think it's right that we do have sex, even though you're beautiful and I'm, you know, revenge of the nerds guy. No chance. They're going to get down. They're going to get dirty, I'm afraid. So maybe you just need to quarantine them for, just let's say, do what you want. You know, get busy, fucking have the party of your life. And then just quarantine for 2 weeks afterwards. You know, if you all quarantine together, it'd just be a 2 week fucking orgy, wouldn't it? Probably be the best fresher experience anybody's ever had. Well, I wish I'd have went to university now instead of being shit at school and doing it the shit way, going into shit jobs, from shit job to shit job. Although I had a good laugh in my shit jobs. Gwyneth Paltrow admitted that she, her catchphrase, conscious uncoupling, was a mistake. Damn right it was. Nobody says that in the fucking sensible world. Consciously uncoupled. That's just trying to be trendy and trying to be clever and trying to make your split sound like something other than the fact that we fucking hate each other. He gets on my tits. I'm sick of fucking him leaving the toilet seat up, pissing all over the floor. I'm sick of him fucking never going to shops, doing any chores and making me do everything. I'm sick of him staring at other women's arses when I've just had two of his kids. I'm fucking sick to death of it. Instead, you say I'm consciously uncoupling and make it sound like Hollywood trendy. And then I was like, what a load of bollocks. That is just a load of bollocks. Just fucking say it like it is. They're trying to be, well, it's because they're trying to be friends afterwards, aren't they? It's tough, that is, to be friends afterwards. When you know someone's taking you to the fucking cleaners. You can't be the, it's all right if you're just separating you like, you know, on a pally thing perhaps, but, you know, it's very, if somebody just took half your money and like, and you're just bitter as fuck, it's very hard to like, to sit down as friends and have cups of tea and, you know, how's it going? You're all right. You're having a lot. You're having a good time with your new fella with my money and my kids. You're having a good time while I'm in this little flat with next to no money left. And I'm still paying you double what the kids need for some reason. I'm paying you £200 a week for the kids and they only need £100 a week, or they only need £50 a week. So where's the 150 going? Anyway, how's it going? Should we be friends and go to the cinema? No, that don't work. Maybe in Hollywood, where everybody's got money and they don't need each other's money. Maybe it works there, but not where I come from. It certainly doesn't work. Anyway, a man got into hot water with his wife by leaving his sneaking a snake into her bath. He snapped a 6-foot cobra. I'm surprised he didn't fucking kill her. Not the snake, but the fucking heart attack that would ensue. Or King Cobra getting in the bath. Imagine if it, like, you know, found her exit, or her entrance, should I say, and gone in that way. She might have just gone, you know what, I was fucking scared there for a minute, but you are fucking making me feel like fucking better than that twat's ever made me feel. Get in there, fucking give me some fun. Get the fucking, you know, the King Cobra. Does he rattle as well? That'd be even better. If the snake rattles, cobras don't rattle, unfortunately. But that'd be good if he was like, in that situation, and he started rattling, she needs a rattlesnake. But anyway, because he sticks his head up as well, doesn't he? Once he's in, he starts standing up and his head and his neck widens. That's got to be like, you know, some kind of bliss. And he's got that little tongue that's fucking going all over the place. Sorry, this is a rude episode, but you got to go with the... I've got to go with it if it comes into my head. He's got that little tongue. He's hissing as well. It's all the tickles. I'll tell you what, this is like, why isn't this is another one. This is my idea. Anybody listening, intellectual property rights, there's got to be a dildo created or a vibrator created that's like a King Cobra, where his head widens and the tongue comes out, vibrates, hisses and does the damage, does the fucking, you know. It's called the King Cobra. Imagine if you see this on the shelves, it's fucking my idea. It's going to be, I'm going to get some money off that one. 100%. Right, the best song to listen to Queen's, the best song to accompany a glass of wine is Queen's monster hit, Bohemian Rhapsody. You're joking, ain't you? That'd be fucking, that's a song that you'll be like swinging your arms to probably. You'd be throwing the wine all up the curtains. I don't think that one's going to be doing Jacob's Creek any favours. You're not going to be enjoying it. You're going to be throwing it all over the place. You're going to have to get in all the red wine out of your white carpet, throwing salt all over it. The best song to accompany a glass of wine is some soft music, chill out music. You know, something like, something relaxing like, think of one now, Bonobo. Bonobo. I don't know how to say his name. Bonobo. Same as the monkey, isn't it? Bonobo. If you haven't heard Bonobo Black Sands, check that album out. It's fucking the bee's knees. You can get a nice bottle of wine, get Bonobo Black Sands. It's one of the favourite one of my favourite albums. It's chilled, but it's got the beats. Anyway, what else? An escaped terrapin swam for 2 miles down a river and into the sea. So that's escaped terrapin. Could have popped into that woman's bath and he could have given her. He could have gone up another entrance or an exit even while the King Cobra's getting busy in the other one. Fucking hell, what am I talking about? But this terrapin swam for 2 miles down a river and into the sea. So and the tiny turtle was found on the beach in Perranporth and reunited with his owners. So he was going for his instinct, he was going for it, he was going for his fucking escape, he was going for land, to do his whatever they do. He didn't even know what they do, he just does it, doesn't it? It's crazy. I love that, nature, you can't beat nature. There's no, you know, they just automatically know to just go to the sea, piss off for a couple of years and come back to the exact same spot and lay a few eggs. It's just amazing, unbelievable. You know, and it is us humans, although we're clever, but half the time we don't know what we're fucking doing from one day to the next. And that's usually because we're not used to this situation that we're in. This whole capitalist system and situation, work. We're not meant to work. We're not meant to sit at desks. We're not meant to fucking type. We're not meant to sweep and all that kind of bollocks and do engineering. We're meant to fucking hunt, gather and relax and chill. That's what we're meant to do. And that's why we're fucked. We're not meant to eat, what's it called, all this shit food, processed food and all that. We're meant to eat off the land. Eat what? You didn't get fat people back in them days. I bet you didn't get fat cavemen. No way, Jose. They were giving it to their missuses left, right and centre. They didn't fucking, their missuses didn't need Viagra. A Viagra fucking pumped up Viagra man. Cavemen got down. They fucking knew what they were doing. They were fit. You look at all these Greek, look in the Greek, ancient Greek. Look at all them statues. Chiseled to fuck, every single one of them. Small dicks, but chiseled to fuck. And the small dick was a sign of virility. So anybody out there in that situation, it's in ancient Greek times, you are the boss. Not big dicks, they were taking the piss out of. You were taking the piss out of if you had a big dick. You was deformed. So, you know, let's go back to them times. Anyway, two more to go. Val Kilmer wants to work till he's 150. Well, that ain't going to happen, but hopefully he does, because I love Val Kilmer. It's a shame he had throat cancer, didn't he? But he's recovered, and he I don't know whether he can even talk, but he's hoping he can. Oh, yeah, I don't know whether he can talk. He's got one of them fucking scratchy voices, isn't he? Give him some fucking... some roles as a villain where you don't need to talk, or give him some roles where he talks like a robot. There's loads of things he could do. Hopefully he does stick it out till 150. Hopefully I stick it out to 150. Imagine I'm doing this podcast till I'm 150. You lot will be long dead, but still, I'll still be rocking on. Maybe I'll have had a trachea up to me by then, and I'll be doing it with a croaky voice. But Val Kilmer, I mean, you can't beat his best film, Top Secret. Fucking 100%, hands down, one of the best films I've ever seen. I used to laugh my head off at that. Me and my mates used to just quote that all day long at school. All day long. Right, last one. Seagull drop-ins are worth a whopping £760 million a year. Seagull drop-ins. Anybody who lives near the sea or has got some seagulls that are pissing them off, let's not let them piss you off any longer, because the shit is worth money. Scrape it up and sell it to... it's called guano, the poop, and you use it in fertiliser and it boosts coastal and marine life. And people are selling it to people. Where are they selling it to? The poo also comes from pelicans, penguins and other seabirds. And it's worth 760 quid. 760,000. Million. 760,000 million. 760 million. So you can collect the guano and sell it as fertiliser. I mean, we had pigeon... we had fucking... what they call? Penguin poo that was making people high the other week. For laughing gas and stuff. And now we've got seagull shit, sell it as fertilisers. There you go, there's money in everything. You just got to fucking figure out. All you got to do is find a buyer, that's it. If you got the stuff, all you got to do is find a buyer. Right, that's it. I'm going to leave you there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you again on Monday. See you later. Have a good weekend. Bye.